Benoit, an uppercut. He's on that. He's going great against Osgood. It's centering. Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
Timeout for Toronto. They go the length of the court. Ruffin tips it away. And no! Not possible! Not possible!
Overnight weekend.
Live from the multi-multi-million-dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco.
I'm Zach Attack Young.
And I am Pedro Fernandez. This is Johnny talking as All-Stars. Of course, the next couple hours we're talking sports, smack, a little comedy as well. We've got open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zachary, who is the athlete of the week?
The one and only Michael Air Jordan is, of course, the athlete of the week.
Michael Air Jordan. You know what's funny is the heir apparent to him, of course, as far as a shooter is concerned, is rumored to be Steph Curry. Steph Curry's shoes are tanking. They haven't sold one pair. Have you bought his shoes yet?
No, they're not doing quite as well as the Jordan ones. They're kind of referred to as dad's shoes.
Okay, they lost $300 million straight up. The company's not happy. You tune into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world. Once again, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. When we come back, what is hit in the world of sports? We're talking about Sunday. Straight up, this is Sports Byline.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
She came in fresh from this, from the movie, and she was all dolled up. She looked like a movie star to me, and I thought this was going to be a great experience to have this this lady playing my mom.
Sports date, November 27, 2016. The Jets are in search of a franchise player, a quarterback. That's right, Jets GM Phil Parcells. Well, they haven't seen the Jets went 17 drafts in a row and not come up with a keeper. Let me go through the names of some of those guys who played quarterback for the Jets. How about Tim Tebow? He was inept throwing the ball, and his big highlight, of course, was running through the rain, shirtless in that video. Remember that from training camp? Geno Smith, he was a knucklehead who got punched after he punked out some Samoan guy, a fellow player, for $600 in an airline ticket. Guess what? He got his jaw broke. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he was around for, what, a year? A year at the most. He was 33 years old in 2015, had a great year at 34 in 2016. He's back to being a journeyman, the lowest-rated quarterback in the league as I speak. Chad Pennington, remember him? Who actually looked like he might be able to compete with Tom Brady. Yeah, right. Nobody competes with Tom Brady. Couldn't prevent his shoulder from continually blowing out. And Brett Favre, he was even with the Jets back in the day. That's right. His arm nearly fell off down the stretch of the 2008 season. Had a 7-2 record, turning into a crushing 9-7 non-playoff year for the Jets. And, of course, Mark Sanchez, my favorite Latino quarterback. Mark Sanchez imploded after taking the Jets to the AFC title game in his first two seasons. He beat both Peyton Manning and Brady back-to-back on the road in 2010 in the playoffs, but he is better known for the butt fumble and consecutive series seasons of 26 turnovers. And those from that early success, bottom line is he is not doing that well. That being said, the Cubs did win the World Series after 108 years. Think about that. Maybe in this century, Parcells will make a successful move at quarterback. Love him or hate him. Colin Kaepernick continues to make headlines, folks. Unfortunately for the 49ers, this does not include winning football games, as the team looks like an NFL pickup squad. I mean, these guys look really inept. And you heard the lead in here. My mom, your mom, every baby boomer's mom talk about Florence Henderson died at the age of 82 on Thanksgiving. Although at one point in time, as I said, she was everybody's mom. This 82-year-old lady was best known as Carol Brady, the mom of the Brady Bunch. And she has left the building for the last time, folks. And may her grand exit be noted by every baby boomer in existence. What the dump? While Friday is Black Friday to some, for some retailers, it's Brown Friday. What do I mean? It's been the case in retail outlets all across the country for the past couple of decades. People are taking a spit. I mean, a spit with an H, a dump. That's right. They're defecating in dressing rooms all across the country, in Macy's and Bloomingdale's, even Walmart. Oh, God. I think they're already defecation in Walmart's. Anyway, bottom line is Brown Friday. Think of it as a good reason not to use public dressing rooms. It's over. For Jurgen Klinsmann, of course, he was a guy that was the head coach of the U.S. and men's soccer team. He got axed this week. The president issued a statement just like this. Look, we made a difficult decision, and he's gone. He's toast. Not to steal a line from somebody else, but he's fired. The rumor to be ambassador to North Korea for the Charlotte and president, I'm talking about ex-NBA guy Dennis Rodman, was popped for DUI this past week in L.A. Besides playing basketball, what the duck did he ever do? Besides basketball, nada. Take that back. He married that broad, Carmen Electra. She was like, she the climb between the sheets with him, she must have been like really desperate. Anyway, I don't know what she was thinking. And as for that punk-ass mother ducker who shot and killed San Antonio policeman Detective Ben Marconi while he was riding a ticket last week, the subject has been arrested. One can only hope that he's sexually straight, that's right, a heterosexual, and that he gets owned. I said owned, not boned, but I mean the same thing. In other words, make him toss salads on the bottom bunk. At least four of the Texas Rangers, take it back, the New York Rangers, sorry, got teams messed up here. New York Rangers prospects are expected to face charges in the Dominican Republic for hazing. That's right, they're hazing. People still do this stuff, man? I mean, sexually assaulting people, this and that? I can tell you, when I was an SF cop working in the Terrell District out at the beach, the Ocean Beach in San Francisco, some guys from SF State tried to get these guys to walk nude into the water with blindfold, these guys are drunk in this thing, okay? So I went down there. I wanted the gangster slap the guy that was head of this frat. I didn't happen to do that, though, but I sent them on their way, and guess what? They weren't performing no more frat parties, not hazing anybody down there on Ocean Beach, at least not during my watch. Hey, let's go back to the Chicago scene. Chicago Bear fans were in celebration this week as there were reports out that quarterback Jay Cutler was out for the season. Bad news for Bear fans. He's back. He'll make a swift recovery and be probably back and play later today. But Chicago, hey, you got the Cubs. Don't worry about it. Ronda Rousey on Jimmy Fallon this week, sporting a new set of breasts. Oh, remember? Has Ronda's insecurity gone to her chest? Is boyfriend Travis Brown still in the picture? Regardless, her December 30th fight with Amanda Nunes for the UFC bantamweight title might be Ronda's last curtain call. Straight up, can you say it? I said, all right, tits. Fake tits. Fake tits don't win fights. Tom Brady, of course, quietly leading New England to another Super Bowl appearance. That's what Vegas is saying. The AFC, of course, is awash. The Western Division with the Oakland Raiders, 8-2. People are surprised. We'll talk about that and the Raiders' progress in hour number two with Double K. That's right. Khalil King talked to us from Oakland, California about the 2016 Oakland Raiders and why they will probably be the 2018 Las Vegas Raiders. Why? Money. And I'm talking about the Fertittas. Of course, they own the USC. They sold it for $4.2 billion. Them and that guy Shelton Adelson, who owns part of, he's a big media guy down there, owns the newspapers. He's like a super, a multi-billionaire. Anyway, these guys want an NFL team in Vegas. Guess what? They're going to get it. While the Golden State Warriors are 13-2 with a 9-game winning streak and maybe the deadliest offense in the league has ever seen, Stephen Curry's shoes are not so hot. A week ago, Under Armour lost almost $600 million of its value, the company, when its stock plummeted by more than 4%. That's according to ESPN. But I'm telling you, they say Curry 3 shoes, they just suck. Foot Locker CEO guy Dick Johnson said the Curry shoe started off a bit slow than previous models. In other words, the shoe looks like an old man's shoe. Maybe I should be wearing that, and I'm close to 6 years old. Curry shoes are also going for over $100. Who wants to pay that much for a pair of tennis shoes? Come on, you got to be kidding. Anyway, bottom line is Steph Curry shoes not doing all that well. Speaking of NBA studs, Kevin Westbrook notches 44th double-double over the weekend. More NBA studs. Of course, the LA Clippers continue to be the surprise of the first month of the NBA season. They really do. I mean, Donald Sterling's former team, they just seem to be rocking and rolling down there. And, of course, Zach will talk about that in our NBA report a little bit later. Zach Attack Young will join me in just a couple of minutes. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Back to the squared circle. I'm talking about professional boxing tonight on HBO, live from Las Vegas, two-time Olympic world champion, talking about gold medalist Vasyl Lomachenko, now the WBO's 130-pound champion. That's right, 130 pounds, that's super lightweight, junior lightweight, call it what you want, but it is 130 pounds. Of course, the former 126-pound champion Lomachenko now fighting it at 130, 7-1 now, 4 KOs in his 8th fight. Stop. Wow. Previously unbeaten. I'm talking about the Axeman, Nicholas Walters. I thought Nicholas Walters had stones. I thought he had big stones. Turns out, I thought he had basketball. Turns out he had little tiny things like raisins because he quit on his stool and just didn't look that good. After 7 rounds, though, he was getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree. And I guess if you're getting beat that bad after 7 or 8 rounds, it is probably just a good thing just to toss it in. I toss in the towel. I really do. So I'm not going to give him any raps for that. The bottom line is he was getting his head handed to him and he lost big time. Back to the hardwood. Bad vibes. They can't stay healthy, and the team's flight seems compromised. We'll talk about they need to back it, need everybody back in health, and those New Orleans teams just not looking that good, folks. Talk about the NBA. The Pelicans, is that what they call those guys down there? The Pelicans? Give me a break. Come on. How about the Spurs? Spurs with 6 players playing more than 15 minutes a game, shooting more than 40% from the three-point range. That's right. They are going to be a threat to the Warriors this year. That's going to be the threat. Not going to be Cleveland, I don't think. Maybe if LeBron can get it together. If LeBron can just go out and dominate basketball, if LeBron can play the way he wants to, I think they've got a good damn chance of beating the Warriors. Outside of that, they tell me Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, all these guys put together are the best basketball team ever put on the court. I don't know. I've seen some great teams. Jordan, we're talking Michael Jordan now, our number two here on Sports Byline, but straight up, there have been some great teams. How about that Bulls team? I don't know. The Warriors team? I just don't know. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-7529. It's 1-800-878-7529. 888-346-7529. My name is the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, for the next couple of hours here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we talk a little sports, a little smack, a little comedy, have some fun here. Folks, got some good guests later on. Straight up, we're talking boxing, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball even. No nude wrestling tonight, unfortunately, but we'll talk Survivor Series in hour number two. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and I am the man, Johnny Taco, live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Heaven help us.
Yeah.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Irvin fakes, drives, James on the throwdown. James to Thompson. Oh, what a pass from LeBron James. Puts up the three and nails it. LeBron James from downtown. Tristan Thompson with a double-double here in the first half. James, a crossover, the layup off the glass.
How about the way that the Cavs have responded?
Dante Jones, who's hardly played in the finals, only 14 minutes through the first five games.
His 11th of the game finds James.
J.R. Smith hits a three way downtown.
James on the attack, left-handed once again, lays it in.
Throws it ahead to Smith. Smith,
alley-oop to James. Wow.
As James lines it up and hits a three. Green down the other end. James right there. Blocked by James. Barbosa can't hold on. Oh, what a defensive play from LeBron James.
Radio, comedy
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Straight up, Zachary and myself are going to talk NBA. Of course, the Golden State Warriors 15-2. Zachary, take it away.
All right. Tonight, we had the Knicks falling to the Hornets 107-102. We had the Oklahoma City Thunder defeating the Pistons 106-88. We had the Golden State Warriors, the aforementioned, defeating the Minnesota Timberwolves 113-102. We had the San Antonio Spurs beating the Washington Wizards 112-100. And we had the Miami Heat falling to the Grizzlies by a score of 110-107.
Now, if you had all those scores in your hand, you'd have a full hand. Bottom line, it's not a big schedule for the NBA tonight, huh?
No, not like last night where every team in the NBA was playing. That's the only night of the year that that happens. But overall, I mean, a pretty good night of basketball. The Warriors are clicking really well right now.
Well, they're 15-2. Of course, the Clippers are 14-3. Talk to me about Donald Sterling, your stepfather's former team.
The Clippers have been somewhat of a surprise this year. I don't think people expected them. For a while, they held the best record in the league. Now the Warriors just surpassed that. But the Clippers right now, I mean, they're playing really well. I think that they have a deeper bench than they've had in the past few years. And I think they're probably the greatest threat to the Warriors in the West right now.
Have they quietly built a team? Because, you know, we weren't talking about them being – we always talked about them being a piece of spit, you know, and with an H. And now we're talking about them being contenders.
Yeah, what it comes down to is the bench play, because they had a good starting lineup. They actually had probably one of the most talented starting lineups in the league, but they didn't really have a bench to fall back on, and that's what would happen to them. And injuries, I mean, the last year, it's almost comical how they fell out of the playoffs. I mean, you had Blake Griffin and Chris Paul get injured in the same game to the point where they couldn't play anymore.
Golden State, of course, up by one game over the Clippers. San Antonio in third place at 14-3 as well. Next up with Memphis. So I guess we can Memphis, Houston, Oklahoma City, Utah, Portland. Forget those guys. The top teams in the West are going to be Golden State, the Clippers, and San Antonio, without doubt. Right?
Yeah. Those will be the best teams. Those are the ones that stand out. And I mean, and out of the East, it's really only the Cavs, and there's not really another team that's like that close to the Cavaliers. I mean, I guess the closest is probably the Raptors. The Hawks look pretty decent, but the West looks stronger this year, as it has been for the past 10 years, I'd say.
Well, Chicago's 10-6, and people are telling me that the Bulls are good. I don't think the Bulls will be taking out Cleveland. Is this going to be – are we just marking time until the – NBA playoffs? Isn't this what season's all about? We're just marking time down to the playoffs, because everybody sort of practices until the playoffs. Because let's be honest, teams don't have to play that great to get into the playoffs. Once they get into the playoffs, they do their timing. If their timing, everything's on right track, they can prevail.
Right. More than half of the teams make the playoffs in the NBA. You know, there's 30 teams and 16 of them are making the playoffs. So that alone, I mean, it's not the hardest thing in the world to make the playoffs, especially in the East. A lot of teams end up making the playoffs with sub-500 records. So,
what about the New York Knicks? I mean, you know, this is the storied franchise. Larry Merchant, the HBO Godfather, of course, former Philadelphia Daily News sports editor, and people like he did all kinds of different stuff for different magazines, NBC News. He was telling me that when Walt Frazier and Earl Monroe were both playing guard for the New York Knicks, they were both big-time scorers. They both made the Hall of Fame. But he said that when you combine those guys, that their individual goals sort of clashed with the team goals, and in the end, it wasn't really that much of a success. Do you think Warriors can, like, overcome that?
I think so, because, I mean, right now, I'd say they're struggling even less than I expected them to struggle. They got the best record in the league, and, I mean, at the end of the day, Kevin Durant is he's shown to be their best player so far, which we expected. There hasn't been much of an awkward transition. The only real warning sign that I would say is that it's easier for teams to get in the paint on them this year. Zaza Pachulia is nowhere near the defender that Andrew Bogut was.
So they miss him, huh?
Yeah, they miss Andrew Bogut. And I mean, Andrew Bogut's team is in last place. So at the end of the day, though, I think he's a very solid defensive piece. And he really, I think this year you can see the difference, because Zaza Pachulia is not blocking shots like Bogut. and you're seeing a lot more teams score in the paint. And that'll be interesting to see in the playoffs if, like, a team like the Clippers can take advantage of that.
Okay, the Clippers, are they drawing sellout crowds at the Staples Center?
They generally do. I mean, at least the last, like, 5 years or so, I'd say, when they've been good. The Lakers are still, like, the more popular attraction in town, despite the Clippers being better. Even this year, they're still better than the Lakers. And
speaking of the Lakers, is Luke Walton, has he found his footing there?
It feels like it. I don't think that people expected the Lakers to be this competitive. I mean, they dropped back-to-back games to the Warriors this week, but the Lakers didn't have two starters in one game, and they didn't have three of their starters in the next game, so you would kind of expect that.
Okay. Luke Walton, Steve Kerr, the West Coast seems to have, like, the best coaches in the NBA. Of course, in the NFL, we think of Bill Belichick over there in New England, and we'll go back to Belichick. And when we get to the football segment, but are these, can I say this, does Mark Kerr, does he have it all down like Belichick does? I mean, Belichick has every aspect of the game down, even the hustles. He has all the little cheats down, the whole nine yards. Is Steve Kerr that detail-orientated?
I think that he is. I think that he is a totally different style from Belichick, and that he's good with the media, and, you know, I think he's comes across as a lot more friendly. There's not a lot of nefariousness that surrounds the Warriors, but I do think that the attention to detail is similar in that respect. And honestly, from what we've seen of Luke so far, I think that his attention to detail looks very similar. And he did lead the Warriors to those 25 straight wins last year.
Yeah, and I'll never forget his father when he was John Wooden was a coach at UCLA, and there was a complaint that came in that Bill Walton was smoking marijuana in the dorms. And John Wooden said back there, said he can smoke all the damn marijuana he wants if he can keep scoring like that. So they didn't have a problem. They did not have a problem with it. Is Bill Walton coming down to L.A. and watching any of his kids play?
That was kind of an ironic time to cough.
Well, yeah, I know. Anyway, here's what's up, folks. If you haven't figured it out by now, my throat is gone. So it happens about once or twice a year. And I come out here and I struggle for a little bit, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, if I make it till the top of the next hour, well, it'll be a miracle. If I don't, what can I say? Zach's on his own. Zachary, MVP this year, of course, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, the King, LeBron James. Anybody else in that MVP role running?
Russell Westbrook is up there, I'd say. He's like averaging a triple-double, so I put him in the mix. Kawhi Leonard I would put in the mix. There's a couple players. I mean, you got a lot of good teams out there. Even someone like Chris Paul, you can't really take him out of the mix when it comes to that. Damian Lillard is having a good year. And surprisingly, I would say DeMar DeRozan in Toronto. He's the top scorer in the league right now, and he's had some really impressive games so far.
Fantastic. A little NBA wrap. Open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're going to delve into the world of combat sports in our next segment. That's right. Zach Attack Young, of course, talking about the WBO championship that Vasyl Lomachenko held on tonight, 130 pounds. I mean, he's an outstanding fighter. Of course, the WBO light heavyweight title going down last week. I don't know about that one. 114-113 was the score in all three scorecards. All three American judges gave it to the American fighter, Andre Ward, the 2004 Olympic gold medalist. Of course, he's one of my favorite fighters, one of my favorite people of all time. But straight up, I don't think he won. I don't think he won last week. We'll talk about that in combat sports. Once again, open phone lines around the world, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach Attack, before we go to combat sports, I got to ask you this. We're going to talk NFL in hour number two. We'll talk some NBA as well. But this Michael Jordan thing, back to him. You're going to talk about him in detail in hour number two. But do you really think, yes or no, was he the greatest NBA player of all time if we were to close the books right now in the NBA?
Yes. I mean, I think that it's easiest to make the case for him than it is in any other sport. You know, he just has that combination of the championships, the MVPs, and, you know, the scoring titles, the defensive award titles. I think it's fairly easy to say that.
Okay, so would Willie Mays own that right for baseball in your mind?
See, that's tough. It's tougher in baseball because you have guys like Barry Bonds, you have guys like Alex Rodriguez. The old timers would still say Hank Aaron or Babe Ruth. It's kind of harder to determine a number one in baseball.
You know, Jack Fisk, the legendary San Francisco Chronicle boxing writer, Hall of Famer, told me that you can't compare athletes of different eras. And every time we do that, it's like banging your head against the wall because you're not going to get the right answer.
No, it's impossible to do because there's so many different factors. And I kind of believe that over time, I mean, athletes get better and better in terms of training methods. So that's not really fair even to the older guys who didn't have those type of advanced training methods.
Good point. 36 minutes past, they're approaching a hard break here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Live from the city by the bay, San Francisco, I am the Taco Man with Zach Attack Young, Johnny Taco's All-Stars, live on Sports Byline.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you were to leave the theater this evening and I said, I'm giving you a choice, you can get in a car with a driver who's completely drunk, or you can get into a car with someone who's stoned to the tits, which car are you going to get in? Unless you're feeling suicidal, you're going to get in with the stoner, because the stoner's not going to be caught speeding, are they? Because the stoner is taking the time, unlike the drinker, to smell the roses, or at least think that's what they're smelling.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, the WBO 130-pound champion was in the spotlight tonight talking about Vasyl Lomachenko. Zach Attack, tell me about the two-time Olympic gold medalist.
Oh, man. I mean, I really thought that this fight was going to be competitive. You know, Nicholas Walters went in undefeated. He had one draw, which anybody who saw it knows that he won that fight decisively. And Lomachenko, he had won every round on my scorecard, and I thought that the seventh round was a 10-8, and Walters looked a little hurt. He definitely looked bewildered. He wasn't landing shots, but I was still surprised when they stopped the fight, and then they show the replay, and it was Walters who actually requested that the fight end. The referee asked him if he wanted to continue fighting. He said no. What did you think about that finish?
I think that when you're getting licked like a stamp, and if a referee gives you an option to go out like that, you take it.
I mean, I can't blame him. You know, you live to fight another day. I was just a little surprised because there weren't any knockdowns. But then again, I mean, that last round was really, like, dominant for Lomachenko.
Yeah, but Lomachenko hits you. He hits you so accurately. He hits you hard. In other words, he doesn't have to have the most punching power in the world because he's so mechanically sound. They come out, those punches come off crisp.
Is he the pound-for-pound best right now?
Whoa. 8 fights, and that's pushing a little bit. But I tell you what. I still got to put a question mark up in the air over last week's WBO light heavyweight title fight between Andre Ward and Sergey Kovalev. Of course, the judges had it 114-113 across the board. Zach, didn't you think that, you know, I talked with Larry Murch today, and Larry Murch said that Kathy Duva, Kovalev's promoter, did not do her homework. In fact, that she didn't think she would need the judges in this fight, so she just let it go. But had she done her homework, had 3 independent judges, this fight would have went the other way.
I mean, it's hard not to think that, because I've watched it 3 times now. I watched the replay tonight, and I had Kovalev winning 115-112, and that was even being a little generous to Ward.
Yeah, I know. You try to do what you can. Here's what's up. You know, it was a brave effort. When you get knocked down early on, you get hurt in the first round, you get knocked down the second round, and you come back and you're an Olympic gold medalist, everybody's cheering for you. You know, it's like the Rocky thing. You're coming back. But guess what? If you don't cross the finish line first, at the end of 100 yards, it doesn't matter how good you look, right?
Right. And I mean, even when when they showed the replay, they show every round the judges are scoring. They showed the 10th round. It was clearly a Kovalev round. And by CompuBox, which I know you can't always go off, he outlanded Ward by 10 punches. All 3 of the judges gave it to Ward. And if you look at the decision, if that round flips, Kovalev wins the fight on all the cards.
Okay. You know what, Zach? I'm going to call for the banishment of recognition of fight stat punch counts from here on in as far as our shows are concerned. And I tell you why, because you and I are both expert analysts of the fight game. We know what ring generalship is, defense, clean punches landed, effective aggressiveness, the 4 criteria that add up to being a professional boxing judge. I don't think we need punch count stats to throw in there. I really don't. I think for the amateur, if it was an amateur fight and guys were counting punches on who lands the most amount of punches, it'd be great. But the punch count system, punch stats, CompuBox, call it what you want, it's so inferior that anything landed with the right hand is considered a power punch. How does that make any sense? It just doesn't make any sense at all. Any punch landed from the non-jab hand is a power punch. How do you know it was a power punch? You know what I'm saying? So it's very deceptive. I think it's a bit of a con. It's a bit of a sham.
Right, and a fighter like Pauly Malignaggi, you could argue he's not really landing any power punches. Meanwhile, someone like Kovalev, everything he throws is a power punch. So
kudos to Andre Ward for getting off the ground. But, you know, the immediate rematch clause is in the contract here. So looks like Kovalev will get him back in the ring real quick. And, you know, Kovalev talked about, you know, laying off him the second round. You see in that post-fight interview, we played it on the air. He said, you know, I didn't want to finish him right then and there. I figured I'd let the fight go a little while. He won a few rounds, but he didn't win the fight. And I back Kovalev 300% on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's correct, but he should have finished the fight. You know, if he thought that he could finish it, he should have just put it away and left no doubt.
Well, I remember one time, so I had some guy hurt in the second round with a body shot, and I laughed about it, and I knocked him down a couple of times in the second round, beat him in the first round, and I lost a split decision after 3 rounds. I say to myself, you know, you could have finished that dude, but, you know, you thought you were so pretty and so cool. You wanted to, like, paint some more, or put some more paint on this guy's face instead of finishing him off. And I paid for it, so I guess he paid for it as well. Manny Pacquiao and Jesse Vargas a couple of weeks ago. Manny Pacquiao, does this make him a welterweight? Is he a threat at 147 with two hands now?
I don't think that you can say that based on that fight, because who is Jesse Vargas really? I mean, he's a guy who got dominated by Bradley and managed to hurt Bradley in the last round. That's basically his legacy. So I don't know if you could really say just off of that that Manny Pacquiao is a threat. I'm not saying he's not, but I don't think that that proves it.
Two-time WBO champion. I'm talking about Nonito Donaire. Is he finished?
Nonito Donaire, I think he is finished at this point. I mean, you know, the lighter the fighters are, the shorter careers they have. And Donaire's had a long career now, especially for someone at that weight. So I at the end of the day, I don't think that the fire has really been there since the Rigondeaux fight, and certainly not after the Walters fight.
Why do you say that? I mean, do you think that Walters' fight just took his heart?
I think the Rigondeaux fight took a lot of his heart, and the Walter fight kind of finished it off. You know, he looks lethargic in the ring. I mean, I know he beat Vic Darchinian again, but he was really not looking great in that Darchinian rematch. I know he caught Darchinian eventually, but he didn't look good in that fight. And I can't remember the last time that he really like blew anybody away with a performance.
Joseph Parker and Andy Ruiz for the vacant WBO heavyweight title December the 10th on the same day. Anthony Joshua was in combat as well. Talk to me about Reed and Parker. Parker's an undefeated kid, like out of New Zealand, Samoan cat, good fighter, decent hands, not the most power for a Samoan dude, but he's got decent hands. And Ruiz has super fast hands for a heavyweight. What happens there? What gives?
You know, I'm leaning towards Ruiz. I think he has speed and power, and he seems more durable than Parker. It'll be interesting to see, but I would lean towards Ruiz in that one. Where are you going in that fight?
I don't know. It's a coin toss, but Ruiz does have the fast hands, but I still don't like guys that are fat, man. I really don't. I mean, if I saw a guy with a body like him, I'd be stepping in trying to throw left hooks to the liver and the solar plexus left and right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, the Andy Ruiz certainly wouldn't be winning any modeling competitions or bodybuilding competitions, would he?
No, he wouldn't. Anthony Joshua, the IBF title holder, of course, at heavyweight, 17-0, now 17 wax. Of course, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist. He's taking on a guy by the name of, oh boy, I'm really excited about this one, Eric Molina. Eric Molina lost to Deontay Wilder a few fights back. He's got an exceptional record, 25-3, 19 KOs. Why are they trying to play it so safe with Joshua if he's the real deal, or is he not the real deal and they refuse to gamble?
I'm still not convinced about his chin, like I've told you. And at heavyweight, really, I mean, it's hard to see a lot of guys being able to take those shots, because heavyweight is the most dangerous punching division. And Anthony Joshua, I don't know, like his footwork isn't that great. He has good power and he does have like some speed, but I'm not completely sold. I got to see him beat more elite opponents, I would say.
December the 10th is also a day in action. Of course, Bud, they call him Bud, but his name is Terrence Crawford, the undefeated 140-pound champion. Is he pound for pound one of the best? Does he deserve to be up there? I mean, does he, or is he just fighting the right guys at the right time?
I personally would put him ahead of Rigondeaux, because I think he's beaten more like elite opponents, and he's won belts in a couple weight classes now.
Okay, let's switch gears to the UFC. Ryan Bader's winner last week over Little Nog. Of course, that was a rematch. That was in Brazil. On the same night, they went in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and Gegard Mousasi was winner over Uriah Hall in a rematch. Now, before I get to tonight's UFC fight, Conor McGregor has given up the 145-pound title. That's official?
Yeah, that's official. It seemed more... Instead of him giving it up, they kind of just forced it, and now they made Jose Aldo the champion, which I don't think I really agree with doing that. I think that it should have been vacant, and he should have fought for the vacant belt or something, but that's the way that the UFC's handling this.
They're trying to position Anthony Pettis for a title shot at 145.
Yeah, they're putting Holloway and Pettis as like a title eliminator. It's for an interim belt, which seems really weird that they're having an interim belt and then giving Aldo the title. Like, I really think that they should just have Aldo fight Holloway or something like that.
Well, I know, but Aldo isn't ready, and they're having issues with Aldo as far as contracts are concerned. You know, I mean, Aldo felt he's been disrespected. He felt that the Spider's been disrespected. He felt that a lot of Brazilian fighters has been dissed by the UFC and Dana White, and he's been very vocal about it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that. But to me, it just seems like that doesn't really seem fair to. I mean, I know Conor McGregor held onto the belt for a while, but they didn't really give him a chance to defend it after this.
But that's because he decided to go in other directions and make zillions of dollars. Okay, Robert Whittaker was winning that in the middleweight contest. Of course, it was a TKO to the head. The first round, 4 minutes and 7 seconds. This was the UFC from, where did they go this time? The Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne, Australia. Of course, Rod Laver being the tennis icon from Australia, from down under. Anthony Holbrook was the winner over Jake Matthews on the undercard. But the guy I want to talk to you about was the winner a couple of weeks ago, and he's going to headline this, this UFC fight on December 8th. The guy's from Russia. He's a member of Kyle Kingsbury's stable down here. How do you say his last name? Abdullah Jamov?
Yeah, you got it. Good pronunciation there.
Him and Derek Lewis are going to hook it up in the heavyweight contest. Man, these two heavyweight fights on top, I like heavyweight fights because, as you said earlier, heavyweights, man, anybody over 200 pounds gets hit on the chin, it slides out.
Yeah,
right?
it's over. So that's a good fight. I mean, that's two prospects that might have a chance of competing for a title in the future.
All right. And Francis Ngannou, I guess, is a Samoan heavyweight, taking on Anthony Hamilton as well, another heavyweight fight. But back to the heavyweights, okay? When you have heavyweights fight, how can I put this? The intrigue is there. I mean, back in the day when boxing heavyweight champions fought, when Joe Louis fought or Muhammad Ali fought or Mike Tyson fought, the heavyweight champion of the world fought, the world stopped and took notice.
Yeah, that's the last time I can really remember that happening. I will say that I feel like this modern heavyweight scene is getting a little better with all these younger guys emerging onto the scene, but it's still a long way to go from the Tyson era or the Ali era or the Lewis era.
Okay, so real quick on Conor McGregor, where does he go next?
Conor McGregor, I hope that he doesn't move up to welterweight. I'd like to see him defend a title because you know what a lot of people say is that you're not truly the champion until you defend your belt.
Well, I'll tell you like this. I won 4 Golden Glove championships, and it wasn't hard winning the championships. It was defending those 3 years that I had won it. That was crazy. Zach Attack, this is Combat Sports brought to you by the WBO, folks. Follow the World Boxing Organization online by going to their website, WBOboxing.com, or check them out on Facebook. The bottom line is we expect to have Francisco Paco Vacarcel on the Sunday show of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We can clear the phone line from Puerto Rico tomorrow. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man with Zach Attack Young. This is Johnny Talking to All Stars, a.k.a. Sports Overnight America, live from San Francisco.
I got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I can do anything.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Talk to the hand.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with the Grainger Tip of the Week. Lockout, tagout is the practices and procedures necessary to disable machinery or equipment to prevent hazardous energy release. It is one of the most commonly cited issues on the OSHA Top 10 citation list. Make sure you're following proper procedures by visiting Grainger.com/lockout/tagout. And now a word from Grainger.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Unbelievable.
Past hour, my voice is still with us, and Zach Attack Young, well, that's a surprise in itself. Straight up, we're talking sports until the top of the next hour, folks, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the world. If you'd like to impart, you can. I give you the invitation right now on the toll-free, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach, we'll hear from Barry Spitzer, the former Dallas Cowboys coach, of course, on the current status of the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL. Ezekiel Elliott, and of course, Zach Prescott, the two rookies leading them to an incredible year thus far. I mean, they are the hottest team in football.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now, the Cowboys, what a great draft for them. I mean, you get the quarterback who might have been the best quarterback in the draft. He's certainly shown to be that so far. And you got the best running back in the draft. So the Cowboys are in a roll right now.
Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, who are they? You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two, Zach Attack and I will come back at you for another hour. Join us for hour number two. We're going to talk a lot of sports. I'm throwing some smack as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Zach, did you see Ronda Rousey on Jimmy Fallon this week?
Yeah, I did manage to catch that.
Did you happen to catch she's got breast implants now?
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that?
No, of course I noticed that.
You can't tell the difference between the realies and the fakies or what?
No, I mean, it was obvious. You could tell that she had some type of work done.
Breast augmentation. She had her tits grown. Bottom line is Ronda Rousey insecure. She enters that fight December the 13th with Amanda Nunes. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Stick around for my ailing voice at hour number two right here on Sports Byline.